Taz said, turning around and walking backward as he watched the woman. Have a little decency, Chaz.
Why? She's not real. None of them are real.
Davis took another bite of burrito. His taste buds couldn't tell that it wasn't real. Of course, what did it mean to be real? The beans and cheese had been modeled on a real burrito in the real city, and it was exact down to the molecular level. It wasn't just some virtual simulation either. If you'd placed this burrito beside one from the real world, even an electron microscope couldn't have detected the difference. Chaz grunted, biting into his own burrito.
Wonder who bought these in the real city?
It was a good question. This snapshot had been created overnight and was an exact replica of a day 10 days back, the 1st of May, 2018. This entire recreation would be deleted once Chaz and Davis left for the evening. They'd push a button, and everything in here would be reconstituted back to raw matter and energy. Chaz and Davis were real, though, from in real life, so to speak. Their insertion, while necessary, was also problematic. As Chaz and Davis interacted with the snapshot, they would cause what were called deviations, differences between the snapshot and the way the real May 1st had played out. Some things they did, though it was impossible to tell which ones ahead of time, would end up having a ripple effect throughout the snapshot, making the recreation happen differently from the real day. The deviation percentage, as calculated by statisticians, would be a factor in any trials associated with evidence discovered in the snapshot. Chaz and Davis usually left that to the bean counters. Sometimes they'd go the entire day doing things they were sure would ruin their cases, but in the end, everything played out fine, and the deviation percentage was determined to be small. Another time, Davis had locked himself away in a hotel safe room determined not to create any deviations. Unfortunately, by slamming his door, he'd woken up a woman in an adjacent room. She'd therefore made it to an interview on time, and that had sent ripples throughout the entire snapshot, causing a 20% deviation level. That had cost them an entire case. Nobody had blamed him. Cops in the snapshot would introduce deviations. It was the nature of what they did. Still, it haunted him. In here, everyone else was fake, but he and Chaz, they were somehow something worse. Flaws in a perfect system. Intruders. Viruses leaving chaos in their wakes. It doesn't matter, he told himself as he finished the last of the burrito. Eyes on the mission. The department shrink told him to focus on what he was doing, on his task at hand. He couldn't function if he fixated on the deviations. The two made their way to the corner of 3rd and 22nd, near rows of little shops. Convenience stores, a liquor shop with bars on the windows. The backs of the stop signs had random stickers from this band or that plastered over them. This wasn't one of the nicer areas of the city. There weren't many of those left. Davis called up the mission parameters again on his phone, looking them over. I think we should stand inside, Davis said, gesturing toward the liquor store.
Makes it hard to chase someone.
Yeah, but he won't see us. No deviations.
Deviations can't be stopped.
He was right. Each day they'd be interviewed about what they did, and data from their phones, which tracked their location, would be downloaded. Their actions were audited by the bean counters in IA, but the language was always about minimizing deviation risk in targets, never about eliminating the deviations. Besides, the phone data could be fudged, as Davis well knew, and signals from outside had trouble reaching inside the snapshot. So really, nobody knew for sure what they did in here. Still, Chaz didn't argue further as Davis positioned them inside the liquor store, which was open despite the early hour. The place smelled clean and was well maintained, notwithstanding the unsavory section of town. A bearded Sikh man with a sharp red turban swept the floor by the checkout counter. He regarded them curiously as they set up near the front window. Davis read the mission parameters again, then checked his watch. A half hour. Not much time. They shouldn't have stopped for breakfast despite Chaz's complaining. The shopkeeper continued his sweeping, eyeing them periodically.
He's going to be trouble, Chaz noted.
We're just two normal patrons
who didn't buy anything. Now we're staring out the window, one of us checking his watch every 15 seconds.
I'm not, Davis was interrupted as the shopkeeper finally set his broom aside and came walking over. I'm going to need you to leave, he said. I need to close for, lunch. Davis smiled, preparing a lie to placate the man. Chaz flashed his badge.